So now, Chaitanyacharitamrita Madhya Leela, chapter 6, entitled Liberation of Sarvabhattacharya, text 88. Sarvabhauma kahe acharya kahe savadhane, tomate ishvara kripa ithe ki pramane. So till now, the conversation has been going on and discussing. First, it started by discussing about whether Sarvabhattacharya proposed that I can get Lord Chaitanya initiate another sampradaya, a higher sampradaya. And Gopindacharya brought in that the Lord, that he does not need any such externals. It does not matter for him because he is in the supreme position. He is the Ishwar. And then the question came up, how can Ishwara be, who is the Ishwara be known? And Gopinath Acharya gives 2 points. He says, by the statement of the authorities and by the mercy of the Lord. And then he says, he appreciates Sarvabhattacharya's scholarship, but says scholarship is not the qualification for knowing the Lord's position. And now Sarvabhattacharya asks the logical counter question. He says, O Sarvabhauma Savadhana, be careful. That means speak your words with great care, as Prabhupada translated. So, okay. If you are saying that I have not received your mercy, need received the mercy, then you give me a praman which shows that you have received the mercy. So, kiha pramane, by what praman are you saying that you have received the mercy and I have not received the mercy? Tomate ishvara kripa ithe ki pramane. What is the praman? You can say that you have got the kripa. So, acharya kahe vastu vishaya hai vastu gyan. Vastu tattva jnana hai kripate praman. So now, vastu vishaya hai vastu jnana. Vastu vishaya means object. Vastu is the true object. That's the truest object is ultimately the absolute truth. So vastu vishaya hai vastu jnana. Oh, vastu jnana means actually true knowledge. So vastu here means it's related, go say, knowledge. So, vastu gyan, knowledge of the absolute, gyan about the absolute truth. So the knowledge of the, about the absolute truth in the matter of the, that which is the ultimate vastu, vastu tattva gyan hai. So, about the true subject, one has true knowledge. Then that true knowledge, vastu tattva gyan hai, kripa te praman. Having knowledge of the absolute truth is the sign of one's having received the mercy of the Lord. So actually, how can we know that somebody is taking a true medicine or somebody is taking a false medicine? Or somebody is prescribing a true medicine or prescribing a false medicine? At one level, we could say that, oh, it's your opinion versus my opinion. But then somebody may say, no, this is the right medicine. How we can say that? Whether that person has oneself, if those people who are saying that this is the true medicine, if they have themselves taken the medicine and they have been cured, then we can say, oh yes. If you are cured, then that indicates that what you are saying is the right medicine. And if the other medicine is not going to lead to that cure, then that means it is not the right medicine. So that way we can understand this point about which is the right medicine, which is not the right medicine. So similarly, you know, the soul in material existence is like in a state of bhavarog. It's in a state of a diseased condition. So in this diseased condition, when the soul exists, how can that soul come to the level of higher knowledge? The soul comes to that level of higher knowledge by the mercy of the Lord. And by the mercy of the Lord, one comes to higher knowledge. But how do we know that the soul has come to the higher knowledge? When actually the soul has the correct understanding. That says, how do we know that a person has chosen the right medicine, has got the right treatment, has been treated by the expert hand of a doctor? When we see that that patient is in a state of good health. Similarly, how can one know that somebody has received Lord's mercy? If that person's perception has returned to the healthy state, if that person's perception has now aligned with reality, so vastu tattva jnana that person has got, then that indicates that that person has got kripa, that is the kripate pramana.
ihar sharira sab ishwar lakshan mahapremavesh tumi payach darshan. So ihar sharira sab, in his body, ihar sharira sab ishwar lakshan, you can see in his body all the extraordinary characteristics, and mahapremaveshe tumi payacha darshan.
Mahapremaveshe, that under the effect of great love you have seen that actually how the Lord has great love. Tumi payacha darshan, you have seen how you yourself seen what ecstatic symptoms were present in the Lord, are manifest in the Lord. So when you see that the ecstatic symptoms are manifest in him, then how can you say that that divinity, that he is not God? So the characteristics which the scriptures describe characterize the Supreme Lord. So regarding that, in his body you have seen those ecstatic symptoms.
तबु तु ईश्वर ज्ञान ना है तो मार ईश्वरे माया यही बलि व्यवहार.
So तबु तो, although you yourself saw these symptoms, तबु तो ईश्वर ज्ञान ना है तो मार. So although you saw ईश्वर ना है, although you saw these symptoms, still you have not manifested, you have not understood him. That Ishwarera Maya, and this indicate that this is simply the Maya of the Ishwara.
Bali Vyavahar,
and this is Kavyavahar, general term for this is Maya.
So now it's not directly saying that you are in Maya. Now for to say it's a great scholar that you are in Maya would be quite disrespectful. And Gopinacharya is sort of using kid gloves over here, and is, although he's speaking the truth, but he's trying to soften the blow as much as possible. So dekhile na dekhe tare bahirmukh jan shunihasi sarvabhauma bali lavachan.
So dekhile na dekhe, so one who sees but does not see,
bahirmukh jan
tare bahirmukh jan. So a person is become bahirmukh, a person has become deluded, has come under illusion. That's why even after seeing, one is not able to see. As in Sanskrit it is said, pashyan api na pashyati, one sees but does not see. So normally we use the word see for the act of visual perception, but the word see is also used for intellectual cognition. Now sometimes somebody makes a point, I see. And that when we say I see, it means that I understand what you are saying. So we use the word see for not just visual perception, but also for intellectual cognition. So when in Sanskrit it is said that pashyan api na pashyati, that means there is visual perception, but there is no intellectual cognition. So for example, people see that everyone is going to die, that I am also moving towards death, but still people think that somehow I will not die. Although they see the evidence of death all around them, they see the evidence of in approaching that even in their own bodies, but still they deny it. That is pashyan api pashyati deha patyakaltradishu atmasanyeshu asatsu api tesham pramato nidanam pashyan api pashyati. So the Bhagavatam says in the second canto that although the person understands that all the soldiers I have created to give myself a sense of security, deha apatya kalatra adishu, the body itself, I try to make it healthy, fit, feed it very well, apatya, I have surround myself with relatives, I have given my phone, I have on my hotline this contact, that contact, so that if there is an emergency, you will call this person, that person. Kalatra, I have my life partner who will take care of me. Adishu.
These are Atma Saini issue. We think that these are all my soldiers who will protect me. But Asatvapi, but they cannot protect us. They Sham Pramatto Nidhanam. And still, a person is so intoxicated, Nidhanam, that the destruction that is coming, Pashyan Apina Pashyati, one does not see that. So similarly, it is being said over here, Dekhi Lena Dekhe, that although they are seeing, there is no seeing, Tare Bahir Mukha Jan, those who are Bahir Mukha, they are not able to see. Shuni Hasi Sarvabhauma Balila Vachan. So he says that this is the proof that although you are seeing but not seeing, this indicates that you are in illusion. And Shuni Hasi, so seeing this now, Sarvabhauma smiled. And Balila Vachan, he spoke. So let us see when how Sarvabhauma responds to the softly worded but strongly strong critique. We'll see how Sarvabhauma responds in our next talk. Thank you. Hare Krishna.